Hopefully you are glad to be here this morning. It is a very cold morning. It's been cold for the last 2 days. I've been freezing. We're going to be in John chapter 14. We're going to be in a couple different places this morning. Hopefully that's okay. I'm going to say the same thing I did a week and a half ago, that if all I did up here was read God's word, it would have been good for you to be here. If all we did was read the word of God, it would have been good that you were here this morning. We're going to talk about a gift that keeps on giving, a gift from God. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit this morning, that all-surpassing power that lives in each and every one of you if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Something that Jesus himself deposited in you for a purpose, for you and for others. This Holy Spirit, this mystery that we have living inside of us. See, I want to talk to you this morning. I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I letting the Holy Spirit govern my life? Am I letting it control me? Am I moving where the Spirit moves? That's an important question for each and every one of you to ask. Because when you're moving with the Spirit, you're moving with the will of God. That thing that God has each and every one of you, the Holy Spirit is the one controlling you to do those things. So I'm asking, are you letting it control you 100%? See, as Christians, if we began to let the Holy Spirit move in our lives, if we began to let it move, we'd be able to, like Jimmy talked about a couple weeks ago, never lose heart. In ministry, or when trials and tribulations come on each and every one of us, because they will come, the Holy Spirit is the one that helps you through it. See, when you begin to let it control your life, you begin to have the peace of God in your life. See, I want to look this morning why we should let this Holy Spirit govern our lives. Why is it so important for us to have this Holy Spirit control our lives? Here in John chapter 14, and if you look at John 14, 15, and 16, Jesus is talking about the Spirit all over the place. So I encourage you to read those verses or those chapters. But I want to read this verse from Romans. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." By the power of the Holy Spirit. John 14, 15, "If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Then the Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by the Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us but not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own, but they belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away. I am coming back to you.' And you love me, and you would be glad that I am going. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he has come so the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. See, in John 14:16, it says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. See, that word advocate, some of your translations probably say helper or encourager or comforter. There's so many different words that are used right there. But the Greek word that is used there means to abide with. The Holy Spirit abides with each and every one of us. See, I want to look at four different things here this morning that the Holy Spirit does for us. And that first point is he counsels us and he comforts us. See, in our deepest needs, he is always there. He has always helped each and every one in our loss. When we grieve, the Holy Spirit is the one that brings peace upon you. He is the one that's always there. See, I thank God so much that he left something here for us. That he didn't just leave us, but he left us with a gift. A gift that helps our deepest needs. Whatever you may be struggling with this morning, the Holy Spirit can help you with those things. See, he comforts us. When you're sad, when you feel alone, he is there. The Holy Spirit has always been there if you're a believer in Jesus Christ this morning. See, there's a promise that is issued in verse 16. He will be with you forever. Even when you feel alone, when you feel like God is there, we know this one truth from God's Word, that He will be with you forever. He's never going to leave you. No matter how hard you grieve Him, He'll always be there, waiting for you to obey Him. To obey. He says, if you love me, keep my commands. See, when we keep the commands, when we obey God, we draw closer to Him. We become more in tune with God's Spirit. We can begin to do things that we never thought we were able to do, but only by the surpassing power of the Holy Spirit. He's with us forever. See, John 16:8 says this. It says that when he comes, talking about the Holy Spirit, verse 7, but very truly I tell you, for it is your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. See, the Holy Spirit not only counsels us or comforts us, but He convicts us. Praise God that the Holy Spirit convicts us when we do wrong. I am glad to know that when the Holy Spirit prods and pokes me, when I'm in the wrong, but see, there's something beautiful about the Holy Spirit. He doesn't just convict you of your sin, but He corrects it. He always shows you where to be right. When you've done wrong, He shows you the right way. Are you letting the Holy Spirit convict you this morning? Are you letting Him correct you of your wrongdoing? See, the Holy Spirit is the only one who can do this. He is the only one that convicts. See, I could preach up here until I'm blue in the face, but I can never bring about conviction. Only the Holy Spirit can bring about that conviction. He's the only one who can prod and poke the unbeliever to salvation. I can say all the words, but it's only by the Holy Spirit that someone becomes saved. He always corrects when He convicts. I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit shows me the right way. He shows me the way where I need to go, where I need to be right. Ephesians chapter 1. Like I said, we're going to be in a couple different places. See, Paul is here talking to the Ephesians in verse 15, chapter 1. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Remembering you in my prayers, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance to his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realms. See, not only does the Holy Spirit convict and correct us, but he challenges us. He conquers. I pray that you're asking the Holy Spirit what to do next. That you're longing to know Jesus Christ better. See, here in the book of Ephesians, these Ephesians, Paul is talking to them, hoping that they would understand that power, that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that same power that lives in each and every one of you who believe. See, we can do so much more than we ever thought if we trust and rely on the Holy Spirit. Those things that you thought maybe you were uneducated, that you weren't smart enough to do, that you're not strong enough to do, that same power, that same Holy Spirit with the mighty strength of God hopefully challenges you to do the things in God's will, in God's kingdom. Those things that better God's kingdom. See, he gives us the power of God. The power to do God's will. I pray this morning that your thoughts are wrapped around this one thing. What can I do to better the kingdom of God? What am I doing to better the kingdom of God? Have I become stagnant with the Holy Spirit? Have I grieved the Holy Spirit? Have I shoved the Holy Spirit down so far that it's only in my big toe? I haven't let it move in my life since salvation. That's a scary place to be, church. Because that means if the people within the church have become stagnant, that the church is stagnant. The only way that we become not stagnant is trusting in the Holy Spirit. See, if we look at the things God has done for us, for this church specifically, we can say this one truth, that it's only by the Holy Spirit that we could accomplish what has been accomplished. I hope you know that if you've been a part of this church. Knowing that we, as a body of believers, can never do anything without the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't have as many buildings as we have. We can't pay for the bills that we're able to pay for. It's only by trusting in the Holy Spirit that we can do these things. I hope you can trust the Holy Spirit with anything. With anything. I hope you can praise Him at work, at school, knowing this, that the Holy Spirit lives inside, that intercedes for you and I. Because we're imperfect people. But by the Holy Spirit, we can become perfect. We become holy, usable by God. Because you have the Holy Spirit, you're usable by God. Never forget that. That challenge that God has put before you. I pray that He's put a challenge before you, a vision in your life, a vision to better the kingdom of God. I pray that you ask the Holy Spirit with every part of you, with your innermost being. Help me, God, to act in the boldness of your Spirit, that I can accomplish your will. Because I can say this one thing, that you can never accomplish what God has called you to do without His Spirit. You need that Spirit to do that thing. I need the Spirit to preach up here. You need the Spirit down at the soup kitchen. You need the Spirit at the women's life house. You're going to need the Spirit at the women and children's house. You're going to need it at the men's house. You're going to need it at the orphan. You're going to need it wherever you go. We need it in this church today. We can't worship God without the Holy Spirit. That Spirit that binds us together as one. Jesus says, I am in the Father. And the Father is in me. And I am in you. We are bound together by the Holy Spirit. That's how important that Spirit is in your life. That we can come together and worship as one. That somehow, in some way, we can worship with others as one body of believers. But that can only come through the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask. Or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. See, those things, how wide, how deep, how long the love of Christ, we can only know that by the Holy Spirit. We can only come to an understanding of who God is through his Holy Spirit. See, if you want to know who God is, you want to know him better, trust in the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you and have you understand the Word of God. See, I pray that we read our Bibles on a daily basis. But not just read it, that we ask the Holy Spirit for understanding. We ask him to show us something, maybe challenge us or convict our hearts to bring us closer to God. We need to be closer to God. We need to be striving to be closer to God every day in your life. Not just on Sundays, but every day in your life you need to be trying to draw closer to God. Through prayer and petition, through reading the Word of God. Through thanksgiving, through praise. Striving. See, that love that surpasses knowledge. See, the world will never come to an understanding of the Holy Spirit. I've had many cases where I've talked about the Holy Spirit moving in my life to an unbeliever. And they don't grasp it. They don't understand it. See, in verse 17 of John, it says, the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of truth. He brings about truth. See, not only does he challenge or conquer, but he convinces and confirms. He convinces and confirms. He is the Spirit of truth. He's the one who affirms truth in your heart, who brings about the truth in the Word of God. And puts it into your life. See, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I praise God that he is with us and he is in us. Because I can say this, and I hope you can say the same. That you can never do it on your own. You just can't do it on your own. And I thank God that he puts us in a place that we can't do it on our own. That we have to rely on him. Verse 26 says, you heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now That's verse 28. So verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. He is the one that will teach us all things. He's the one that reminds us what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Like I said a week and a half ago, that debt that had been paid for you, the Holy Spirit should remind us every day what had been done for us. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead, lives in each and every one of you. So I'm asking this, are you trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit? I can just about bet this, that somebody here is going through something. If I can about bet that more than one person is, I'm asking you this, are you allowing the Holy Spirit to move in your life? Whether that is looking for a new job, whether that's a loss in the family, are you letting the Holy Spirit move within you? Never feel alone, because when you read God's word, I hope that you can pull the truth. I hope the Holy Spirit can show you the truth that God never leaves us. And He never forsakes us. No matter what you do, that truth will always be the same. He'll never leave you, and He'll never forsake you. I hope you know this. I hope, for one, that you share the gospel with somebody. I hope you share the gospel with more people. I hope you know this one thing, that is not by your words that person comes to salvation. It's by the convincing of the Holy Spirit. The confirming of the Holy Spirit. That you allowing the Holy Spirit to move through you can bring about the gospel in somebody's life. Salvation. The greatest thing that can happen to somebody is that they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I hope you're allowing the Holy Spirit to move boldly within you. See, Peter and Paul, they in Acts chapter 4, I believe, stand before the Sanhedrin, this council of the high officials, where they could be put to death. And they're told never to speak in Jesus' name. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, they spoke boldly about who Jesus was. They spoke boldly with confidence, knowing that even if they died, they'd be resurrected by the same power that resurrected Jesus. That same power that lives in each and every one of you. That same power that surpasses all knowledge. That same power that brings about justice and righteousness and love and mercy and grace. That same power lives in each and every one of you who believe. Maybe you're here today and you don't believe. Maybe today that Holy Spirit is convicting your heart. Convincing you that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Peter and John knew it. Paul and Silas knew it. I hope today you know it. You know the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that mystery of the gospel that's been made known to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, those fears that we have in life can only be conquered by the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you, are you praying that the Holy Spirit would take your fears away? Whatever brings about fear in your life, the Holy Spirit can conquer it. See, most of the time, God gives us more than what we can handle. That whatever it may be, whatever challenge He's given you, normally it's going to be bigger than yourself. Bigger than anything you could ever do. I don't think Moses ever thought he'd be able to split the Red Sea. I don't think that Joshua probably ever thought that God would hold the sun for 3 days. So many things God can do if only we would ask. See, in Ephesians chapter 3, it says He's able to do immeasurably more than whatever we ask. Whatever you ask, He's able to do more. More. See, I don't think sometimes we grasp that in the church. We grasp that God is way bigger than any challenge before us. He is mighty. He is the Almighty. He is worthy of all praise. He's King. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God should be everything in your life. Are you being governed by the Holy Spirit this morning? Governed in a way that it changes your life. But not only your life, but the people around you. See, that Holy Spirit is so strong that it brings about a light that shines off you, that the darkness flees from. That darkness that tries to overcome the light. See, when we trust in the Holy Spirit, that light shines brighter than we ever thought it could. It shines so bright that it affects the people around us. I pray that you want to affect the people around you, church. That you want to affect the community of Huntington. Affect it so much that every person in Huntington comes to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Did you know that God can do that? See, sometimes we think that God can't do that. Some of us probably think that God won't do the things He did back in the book of Acts. That 5,000 people can come to Christ. 3,000, 5,000. Multitudes and multitudes coming to Christ. See, God is the same as He was yesterday. He's the same today, and He'll always be the same. That Holy Spirit, praise God, never changes within you. I'm so glad that Holy Spirit is not conflicted against things, not conflicted against one another, but it stays the same for every believer. That sin is a sin no matter the time or age of the day. It's always the same. And I pray God convicts each and every one of us here. Each and every one. Because when we're brought about to conviction, lives change. They don't just change. They change for the good. Who's good? God's good. God's glory. See, He's the Spirit of truth. Each and every one of us need truth in our lives. We need good, solid truth that only comes by the power of the Holy Spirit and God's Word. I pray that He shows the unbeliever who their Savior is. See, the Holy Spirit who comforts, who counsels us, who convicts us and corrects us, who challenges us, who has victory in our lives, conquer, who convinces and confirms. See, the question isn't so much, how much of the Holy Spirit do I have? But how much does the Holy Spirit have of me? How much are you letting the Holy Spirit govern your life? Are you just giving Him your time on Sunday? Are you just giving your time on Sunday and Wednesday? I hope that you come on Wednesdays. But I hope that you let Him govern your life on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because you don't just need Him on Sunday and Wednesday. You need Him every single day of your life. Because trials and tribulations will come. And we must be ready as a church. And the only way that we'll be ready is when we let the Holy Spirit have every part of us, our innermost part. See, when we let that Holy Spirit govern our lives, when we surrender to Jesus Christ, surrender our time, surrender our money, surrender our worry, our anxiety, our cares, our burdens, when we begin to surrender those things, God can use us. When we're not held back by anything, God can use us. Are you willing to fully surrender? Live as living sacrifices to God. See, have you fully surrendered to Him as He convicts you of your need for Christ? Maybe you're today and you don't believe. Maybe somehow you've never heard the name Jesus Christ. Can I tell you this? That He died for you. He died for each and every one. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus paid the price for you on the cross. He died and was buried for you and for me. But he didn't just die, He was raised. He was raised up from the tomb and seated at the right hand of God. And now, He's not just sitting up there, just sitting, but now He intercedes for you and I. He didn't just leave us, but He's given us something. A gift that keeps on giving. So I'm asking, are you giving that gift? That gift of the Holy Spirit that only God can give, are you showing people the knowledge of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit? Have you let Him correct the sin in your life? Can I tell you this? That only sin brings about destruction. But the Spirit brings about life. Life more abundantly. Jesus came to bring life more abundantly. Are you trusting in the Holy Spirit? Are you heading in the wrong direction? See, the Holy Spirit can put you back on the path. It can put you back on the straight and narrow path. If only you would confess and ask Him to forgive you of all your sins and all your unrighteousness. And the Bible says He is worthy. He's promised to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Have you yielded to the challenge He's given you? That challenge that God has given you. There might be some here today that's had a challenge on their heart for 20 plus years. Waiting. God's been waiting patiently for you just to obey. Just to obey. To obey. You know, it's just easier sometimes if we just obey. Are you living a passionate life for the glory of God? Are you worshiping God to the power of the Holy Spirit? The surpassing power. See, the world will never know this surpassing power. They'll never know it unless they come to the faith. They come to faith in Jesus Christ. And it's only by the Holy Spirit that they come to that faith. So what I'm asking you this morning, are you sharing that faith? That faith. That Spirit that changes lives. God is so good. He is so patient. There's so many times that I feel like God is prodding me and poking me to share the gospel with somebody, to share that mystery with somebody, so that another name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I hope that you pray every morning that somebody new will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is no greater thing for your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can only do those things by the power of the Holy Spirit. That power, that peace, that love, that mercy, that grace that only God's Spirit can give. That only God's Spirit can give. That only God can give. That advocate. That advocate for each and every one of us. Willing to be patient within us. Are you up for the challenge, church? What if God said, I wanted you to start 4 more ministries? I pray that we would yield to that Spirit. That we'd let Him just move. Sometimes I wish that we would step aside and just let the Spirit move through us. Can you imagine the things? If we all just stepped aside and let the Spirit move, maybe we'd just see 4,000, 5,000 people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the power that lives in each and every one of you. Use it. Use the gift Jesus Christ left you. Use it in a way that glorifies God forever and ever. So as we stand this morning, those 4 things that I mentioned this morning, as the music plays, do you need comfort in your life? Is God convicting you this morning? Is He challenging you this morning? Is He trying to convince you this morning?